There you go. That's
hey, got me
I'm jealous now.
That's so freaking awesome.
Makes me want to get an iPhone now.
Yeah, don't get an iPhone for anything else but that case.
I'm serious. That's the main reason why I would just get an iPhone just for that case.
And I'll mention this in the show because these authors are probably pissed at us. Since it's taking so long, it might be just me that reads them, or Logan and I, or April and I, or Jonathan and I, or just me by myself.
As soon as we get
and you guys asking me questions.
All right.
As soon as we get two, who's read it?
No, possibly even just me.
This is Yvonne Ventresca, author of Pandemic. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's surely the moment that I don't wanna miss. And what I'm trying to say, well, I don't know, but I thought it was important just a minute ago. What I'm dying to say can't even be bought, cause I lost my ticket on the train of thought.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop, a License to Read. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Louise,
and Logan.
And we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the young adult novel Blonde Ops by Charlotte Bernardo and Natalie Zaman. And these two ladies were kind enough to send this to us to read and look at and review. So we appreciate them both doing that for us. This book is copyrighted 2014, and it was published by Thomas Dunn Books. And to give the info, Blonde Ops. Expelled from yet another boarding school for hacking, 16-year-old Rebecca Beck Jackson is shipped off to Rome to intern for Parker Phillips, the editor-in-chief of one of the world's top fashion magazines. But when a mysterious accident lands Parker in a coma, former supermodel and notorious drama queen Candace Worthington takes the reins of the magazine. The First Lady is in Rome for a cover shoot, and all hands are on deck to make sure her visit goes smoothly. Beck quickly realizes that Parker's accident may not have been quite so accidental, and when the First Lady's life is threatened, Beck is determined to uncover the truth. On top of that, Beck must contend with bitchy models, her new boss, Candace, who is just as difficult as the tabloids say, and two guys, a hunky Italian bike messenger with a thousand-watt smile and a fashion blogger with a razor-sharp wit, who are both vying for her heart. Can Beck catch the person who's after the First Lady, solve the mystery of Parker's accident, and juggle two cute boys at the same time? Blonde Ops is fun, action-packed romp through the hallways of a fashion magazine and the cobblestone streets of Rome by, of course, Charlotte Bernardo and Natalie Zaman. There's the synopsis from the book. It sounds...
That title, that Blonde Ops, it just sounds like it's just like, you know, two dumb blondes and
yeah.
special agents that can't even do anything. That's what I thought right when you said the title.
Well, I think when I first got it, I immediately went to Legally Blonde.
Yeah, pretty much.
But technically, it wasn't. If you want that red book right there, Logan.
I don't know. I was going in hoping it would be better than it was. Not that it wasn't bad, but it wasn't. It's not my type of book,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I was really banking on the main character having, I don't know, more to her than what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I kind of liked her, so that's me.
I thought because the back of the cover, you know, the little memo, the little info deal, it makes her sound a bit more spunkier,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, right. she's got a little edge to her, mm-hmm. some grit, which is cool. That's what I was going in for, and she is not. I don't know what...
You got a different read out of this.
Yeah, I think she's almost completely innocent. Just because she knows how to hack doesn't mean she's a smart. Like, she's a bubblegum teenager through and through.
I think you're looking at maybe not smart boy-wise.
I don't care about
but
that.
Smart computer-wise, yes, she is.
No, I'm not talking about that either. I'm talking about street smarts.
Okay.
She can't handle any situation. Okay. She sucks at hacking secretively, which is all about hacking. It's just like...
But within her circles, what, Logan?
Don't do it, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, that was brought up because one of the characters was better than her.
Mm-hmm.
Which was further into the book, but that's all right. But this is why I first liked her by the first paragraph of the first chapter.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And it mentions that she was dumped onto a plane to fly across country in a stupid school universe that made her look like an anime reject. And be told that I really effed up, and that I really effed up this time. So it's one of those where it's, she is rich, mm-hmm. but she's not necessarily, how did I say it? She's catered to a degree, but not like all the other rich girls.
Yeah.
Her mom coincidentally has all these friends in the fashion industry, which, you know, that's, you have to have something to get the book started. But she's been in school. She's basically been kicked out for hacking. She's hacked her grades. And and students do get kicked out for that. And for her school, she probably is the smartest hacker. So you got to look at it in that regards, too. Not necessarily of the world, but of her school.
Well, but I just went into it thinking she would be. Because that's how what I got from the bag. Which makes her totally not interesting anymore.
You're expecting her to be a really badass agent or something? Or
not agent.
Well, if she's hacking, I don't know.
But badass in general. Like, the way she handles people and just life in general, to me, is very young, juvenile,
well,
I guess.
I
didn't like her. Like I said, I see her as more of the bubble.
I saw her as more of the quiet type, hacking type person. She isn't comfortable with talking with people. She went into the computer stuff because she couldn't communicate that well with people.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have time for people like that. which is weird because I'm like that sometimes. But no, because I can BS my way through things. Maybe that's what I hate. She has no BS meter.
No BS meter. It fills and fills us fills, but never leaves. No.
It's horrible. Okay. No street smarts.
Well, I had fun with this book. It was one that was a fast enough pace and an easy enough read. And it's geared for, I would say, 14, 15 year olds. Maybe even slightly younger at 12 and 13.
Yeah, 12 and 13 for sure.
They can handle it. Logan, you kind of read it. What do you think?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did read part of it.
No, that's Drowned you're thinking of.
Okay, my
bad. Which I've gotten a good bit into, but part of it, if I remember correctly, stalled me for a bit, then I have no clue where the book is now.
It's upstairs in a bookshelf.
Ah, that's where it is.
Where a book's supposed to be. But anyway, this is one where there's a lot of coincidences, but it all hinges around the First Lady's visit, as the book stated. And this is definitely in the near future, because stuff is still pretty much the way it is now, but for some reason, the president has a wife that is a supermodel. Yeah, and that's where all of the supermodel stuff comes in.
What?
She's the First Lady of the U.S.
Yeah, she's going to be on the cover.
The current president of this book's story has a supermodel as a wife.
She's not a supermodel.
Yes, she is.
Not professionally.
Yes, that's what I read.
No.
Yes.
She's like Michelle Obama. She's a fashion icon. She ain't no supermodel, though.
Supermodel.
He's going to get his notes.
Because I don't remember anything of him seeing an actual supermodel.
Okay, I guess maybe not. Maybe it was the Candace Worthington I'm thinking of. My bad, that's the replacement editor. Right?
April knows what she's doing.
April got me.
April knows what she knows. I don't read a lot of these books, but when I read books, I remember crap from the books.
But it's one of those where it is a mystery. It is one where there is some romance involved. Well, you know, which boy will she choose and stuff like that. But to me, it was in a sense, I was looking at it as seeing it through the eyes of the person of a young adult age reading it. And this is one that I think they would enjoy.
Yeah.
And there's other books that these ladies have wrote together, and I've gone back and picked them up and put them within the collection. I thought it was well worth the purchase, and one of the neat things they use for this is that April doesn't like this either. Oh my gosh, it's kind of weird that the guy likes this book and the girl doesn't.
Dissing in all his books.
I really? Jeez. Okay.
This fashion model here in her shorts and camo jacket.
That's
and
way too big.
But anyway, we have Edge magazine is the magazine that all these people work for, and mm-hmm. Becca has been sent by her parents because she's friend with the editor-in-chief to do an internship for, as well as do schoolwork. And because of that, in front of each chapter, and that they use the Edge as a wordplay, which is kind of cheesy. So this is kind of where probably April gets a little bit of the cheesiness.
What?
But it's in a gray circle, and it's tips and tips. Excuse me. It's tricks and tips for the edgy girl. And let's see.
No, and then, and yeah, okay, I'll talk later.
For chapter 11, the little tidbit of advice is, what's in your bag? You don't need to be a scout to always be prepared. Always carry the essentials, cash, cards, phone, and keys that double nicely as an emergency screwdriver. So, yes, there are going to be some cheesy things in there, but it's kind of fun because
keys can double as screwdrivers.
Yeah, if they're thin enough sometimes. Huh. Or
if it's a flat head.
Bigger.
Yeah.
If it's a bigger one. Yeah. And then, of course, on 18, it's never give it all away. Not everything you know, everything you are, or what's underneath that fabulous wardrobe. Nothing is as alluring as a little mystery. So they're kind of.
Why do they have something underneath their wardrobe, though?
Well, that's their skin.
I know. Body. I'm talking about the wardrobe, not their clothes.
They're carrying around the big wooden wardrobe.
No, they hid something probably under pretty it.
Heavy. Yeah, that'd be pretty heavy.
Mainly it does. You don't want to see it.
So it's kind of neat that they went to the trouble to put these little tidbits in there to kind of harken back to this is taking place within a fashion industry and a fashion magazine. So it reminds you of something that you would see probably, and I have no clue, I could be entirely wrong, in like the Teen Vogues or whatever, the tips and tricks type thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So April confirms that that is so, or yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a confirmation.
So yeah, so this stuff would show up in a Vogue deal, and I don't have a problem with the way there's a stamp there because I think that's all right. You know, trying to be fun, little girl stuff, which is fine.
But if it's targeted for that, then why is it just a red book instead of a picture?
That is kind of weird. Because
the cover is somewhere.
It's a slip
house.
Cover, but even a slip cover is kind of weird.
Well, it plays with the fashion industry in Rome. They have. Because this is kind of taking place in springtime.
Mm-hmm.
So it has, I would say, young lady's body, I guess, in like a white top.
This
like
simulates getting someone yellow. Naked?
Huh?
What are you saying, Dad?
Where what? Did you get that?
Yeah. I heard it's kind of like in Rome when there's springtime and there's girls' clothing. What are you talking about?
The cover.
That yeah. You take off of the book.
He doesn't see it.
Darn
no,
it.
It's not.
I do see it.
Thank that you. That everybody joke gets
flew
it.
Flew over my head, I guess.
April,
I got it.
Describing the cover.
Okay.
And then she's kind of leaning against a Vespa. I'll let you guys have fun with your intro.
We will.
I'm not saying anything.
No. I just tried to explain it.
But the two guys that she's kind of infatuated with, one is Dante. He's the biker that goes around delivering stuff. He's the courier.
It's kind of funny when they give like bad boys Dante.
No, he's straight sugar.
But yeah, like, what do you say? He's a biker. Come on.
He's a Vespa rider.
Yeah, Vespas, because that's in Rome.
Sorry.
No, biker.
All right.
And then the other one is Taj, who's from India.
He's cool.
He's a fashion blogger who, to me, was kind of the outlandish character. Because he's supposed
I love
to be
him.
This. Yeah, okay, so see there, you love what I think is the outlandish character, and I like the character you think
he's
is cheesy.
He's my favorite color. My favorite color.
Oh my gosh.
She likes caramel, guys.
Oh my gosh.
There we go. April got herself. But one is, like April said, Dante is the sugar puff. He's the sweet and kind one. But has a little bit of mystery.
Because
stuff is happening that he's in places where things are happening unexpectedly.
He's the delivery boy.
Why is this happening to him?
For the Rome UPS.
Is he possibly the person? And then there's Taj, who's the dark, mysterious one that... You know, she's the one you don't.
It makes more sense for him to be there than for Dante, because they bring Taj in to, because he's a famous internet blogger / journalist that he's covering the first lady's photo shoot. Yeah. But to the little bubbles, you never let me
Tricks
get to what
tips,
I hate.
Go back. Go for it.
So I don't mind how it looks. It's fine, and I like how it says tricks and tips for the edgy girl. Cool.
All right. What if a guy's reading this?
You get so much insight now.
Yeah. Oh my god! It's like
the look is fine. The title is fine. I'm expecting something edgy. Little plaid skirts, button downs, knee socks, and loafers only work in Japanese films or private schools. Go for collegiate details rather than a full blown costume for an A+.
Well, it's pure.
I know. I
want
to learn how to hotwire a car. I want to learn how to break into a place with just a bobby pin.
But this is
that
a fashion
might
magazine.
Be a bit too edgy for that.
Apparently.
It's just wordplay.
Here's the next
the
one.
The magazine.
Go for it.
Had a rough night?
Sure.
Well, yeah, go for it. Okay. Jeez. I didn't know how you were responding today.
Hey, I'm trying to talk more now.
Be prepared with travel-size pre-moistened wipes for a fresh face anywhere, anytime. Pre-moistened, by the way.
Moistened?
Yeah.
Of course.
No, that's like...
You know, those bubbles kind of remind me of like when you look at a magazine like for like, you know, little girls. Well, not little girls. Teenagers.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
It's just like a bubble here, a bubble here.
And that's what...
That's kind of what it's emulating.
Yeah.
And that's why I said like this would be in Vogue or in...
17?
It would be in 17. It would be in Cosmopolitan.
That's what I was going
to say. And to me, it's like, I'm not
You're
a
not
badass.
That type of person.
I'm not going to say I am. But I can't stand it when people who aren't, you know, like that, think they are. And then they're like, yeah, I'm cool.
I know what you mean.
Bring some pre-moistened wipes. And then I'm just like, what are you doing? I don't, and it's
at
like
least tried to do it a bit.
Yeah, because it's like I don't care if you're preppy, be preppy. I don't care if you're goth, be goth. But don't like
show it off.
Like show up preppy. You know you're preppy. You are preppy or whatever you are, and then be like, no, I'm edgy.
I'm cool.
I'm fierce.
No more.
Like own what you
okay,
own.
You're telling me this is a book about fashion and all this stuff, but why is it called Blonde Ops? It sounds for me when I heard
she's
that, like as I was telling you, it just sounds like it's gonna be like a special agent kind of thing, or
they have the CIA involved because of the first lady, the who else?
Of course,
Secret Service, and she's trying to investigate because basically it's somebody's trying to assassinate the first lady.
Wow!
And then of course, for some reason, the editor in chief that was the friend got hurt in an accident. Fairly serious. They're not letting her see her. Mm-hmm. They're keeping her away. So why is that all happening? The new boss is kind of a biatch. So everything kind of ties back into the world of the
So it's like she's trying, because she's trying to balance figuring out what's happening, you know, who wants to kill the first lady while working.
Two boys.
Gotcha.
Her working. Well, she starts to actually kind of work towards the end of the book.
That sounds like a legitimately teen girl. Kind of working.
Kind of working.
Near the deadline.
But she starts, yeah. She doesn't kind of work throughout the whole day. Like, it's ridiculous how easy this
near the deadline and go for it.
Job is. For it. Literally. Because, like, you know, the beginning, you know, they're like, all right, you're basically the gopher for everyone, you know?
So,
you know, go get everything. So, you think that's a semi-busy job, you know, fairly. She, like, can honk her down at a table, drink 50 shots of espresso. I don't know what she makes all this coffee for. And then just let go on her computer for, like, a good, probably solid hour or more.
I wish I was a hacker.
And then, and... I'm just like, you don't have time for this. Shouldn't somebody be, like, yelling at you, and they do yell at her, which is cool. Then they don't do anything about it.
Just talk.
You need some conviction. God dang.
So okay. Basically, April went into this book expecting something completely different, where I expected what I got. I expected a light romp, and this was a light romp. Not through the bed, of course, but...
Oh, so you can make that joke, but you don't understand my slip?
It went by too fast.
I'm okay, sorry. Whatever.
But this is one I think if you put it in a young teen library, I think it would probably go out. Like I said, it was easy to read. There wasn't any word structure or anything that would be difficult for a young teen to read, or even a tweener, as they are calling them.
A what?
Tweener.
Tweens. Like 12 and 13, 11.
They would probably be able to handle this book. When you get older, I guess it depends on what you expect when you read the back cover, evidently, as we found out between April and I. If you expect a lighthearted
book. Like, it's a good book, but when you go in expecting something hardcore and awesome, it falls flat. Like, it's a great book if I went into with that mindset like Dad had, but so disappointing if you want something completely different.
Well, see, I was like Louise. When I saw Blonde Ops, I knew it was going to be a fun book to read because it was going to be lighthearted.
But then tongue in
cheek, and sometimes firmly tongue planted in cheek at times.
Oh, that was a good one.
Okay.
Did we not get that?
Logan, look at Logan.
Was that not an intended joke?
No, it wasn't. That's actually a saying. Tongue in cheek is actually a thing.
No, I know, but then he was like, I don't know what he said.
April's going all over the place today, and I'm not getting there.
You didn't get that?
No. I'm staying quiet.
Oh. Just staying quiet.
Did you get that?
And for the original one, I'm pretty sure a slip is also a type of night clothes.
It is.
Oh, I'm not going to talk. I'll explain the jokes afterwards.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I can't explain that joke to my dad.
You guys out there can have
fun. I'm not
fun
saying it, so.
My obliviousness and some of April's too, that she missed some of mine.
Should have.
But anyway, I'd like to thank again Charlotte and Natalie for submitting this book for us to look at and read, review. I had fun. I think it'd be a good set to put within your collection for young teens. And they have, I believe it's like 3 other books that are previously published. So if you're really interested, you go back and pick those up for them as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that will about do it for us this time. We appreciate everybody out there listening to us. We've been having fun. I hope you guys have been having fun out there as well. We'll see you on the next go around. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say, but now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's so
thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.